It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and I'm on the road here in Portland. Just did a first podcast with my friend Ted Smith, which will be up in a few days after I get back. But anyway, I wanted to share the podcast world with you and him. His name is Ted Smith, and we're going to do a riffing episode. You'll get more of his details when the first podcast goes up, because that was his first one. I was breaking your podcast cherry.
Yes. What's a podcast?
A podcast is like AM radio, but with a file that goes instead.
What's a file?
That thing your mother tells you to stay away from, Mr. Wilson.
Okay. Stranger danger. All right.
Oh, they're going to see. This is going to be a mystery for everybody because they're going to want to know who you are, and they're going to have to go listen to the podcast that's going to be up after I edit it.
Okay, all right.
I got to get that song, Bone Me Like You Own Me, in there for you.
Can I say that? Bone Me Like You Own Me?
You can't say that in a podcast.
I can really say Bone Me Like You Own Me, and I'm
yes.
not talking to you. I'm talking
I
about
hope you're
song.
Not talking to me.
Holy moly, where did that come from?
So I told Ted what we're going to be doing here. We're going to do some riffing with a random word generator, and he's all for it. We did a few rehearsal words over a few engine cleaner glasses of liquid. Are you ready for the first word, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
The first word is diet.
Diet.
Wow.
Diet. First thing that comes to mind, and I dieted. I have actually done that.
You've dieted?
It didn't take? It didn't. I tried.
I always like the word diet because the first three letters make the word die.
Thank you. That's depressing. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Yeah. That good. Wait. That's pretty deep. No, diet. When I think of diet, I think of changing my diet, not eating as much bacon as I should eat. Or want to eat, or do eat. But yes, a diet. Yeah, a funny story. I'm supposed to tell you one about dieting? Yeah, I can tell you one.
Tell me one.
That's
what it's for.
I ate so much broccoli once that my poop was green.
That sounds like a baby food story.
I was shocked. I didn't know that happened, but I did. I discovered that. I know, and I know this is disgusting. Can I say that, poop?
You can say green? Poop.
At the same time?
You can say caca.
Oh, I can say
we're not okay. In Japan yet.
No, well, that's good. We're good then. All right. No, it was amazing. Diets, this is a real weird word, diet.
It is. It really, because to me, the first three letters is die. It's like, you know, like putting the fun in funeral.
Okay, sure. We're good with that. You are really dark. Anyone ever tell you that?
Well, considering that.
Well, I know. I'm dark. I know. I'm black. But, but I'm saying metaphorically.
Hey, metaphorically.
Right? Ooh, look at that.
Well, diet, I remember there was a kid once that I went to school with. His name was Mike Scholar. And I lived on a farm in Washington County growing up in Southwest Portland. And I had dairy goats and we had dogs and chickens and rabbits and everything. And this kid, our neighbor kid, would come over when it came to be around time to milk the goats because he liked to come in and eat the dog food out of the dog food barrel. He said it had a chicken, like a chicken salmon flavor to it.
Really?
Yeah. His name was Mike Skoll. The kid was weird, and he would sit there and eat the crunchy dog food while we were milking the goats. And my mom just thought, that's one strange kid. We just let him do it because it was amusing.
And Mike, you said it was his name?
Mike Scholar, yeah.
Okay, Mike, this is Ted. I like you anyway. It doesn't matter. I know he used your name all out there. If you want to kill someone, sling blade him, because I think it's okay to eat chicken, salmon-tasting dog food.
Yeah, but it's like Purina, you know?
I know. It does sound odd, but it's okay if you really want to do it, Mike.
It's like saying back when Reagan was president in the recession, they were saying old people were having to eat Alpo. Things got so bad.
Oh, good. All right, I hear what you're saying. I just don't want Mike coming to kill me.
Mike ain't going to come.
That's all I'm saying. You just let out a secret. Mike is, you know, he could be like a cop somewhere.
He's a scholar. Don't worry.
He's a scholar?
Mike Scholar. He's a scholar, I guess.
Did you pick on him like this?
No, I didn't. Okay. Actually, I defended him in junior high school.
This was middle school?
Yeah, I stuck up for him. Actually, I did.
He was eating dog food in middle school?
Mostly grade school.
Oh, okay, good.
It's like that kid who eats paste in first grade.
Who was that kid who ate paste in first grade?
Well, I always wondered why they did, and it's because it had a salty flavor.
No, because it was better than that.
So you were the kid that ate paste in grade school.
Well, school paste.
School paste, yeah.
Taste. It was a good taste. Other paste was bad, but school paste, it was like they flavored it. It was something nice about it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that rubber cement.
No, that's not rubber cement.
It's toxic.
That's for the kids with helmets.
Yeah.
But the kids with a thicker skull, we knew to take paste.
So do you see what you got out of the word diet?
Yeah, I see where it went. Very wrong.
Very wrong. That's the fun part about riffing. Yeah. Are you ready for the next word?
Go ahead.
Let me push the button here and we'll get it up. And the word is obstruct.
Well, obstruct. You know what? At 61, I've had a couple of obstructions.
What have you?
I'm just saying. It's happened, so I know obstruction.
What? Tell me your obstruction story.
Well,
before I give you, because I'll take that as I will riff onto something else of what I was obstructing.
Oh, well, good. Okay, I know you'll do that. Yeah. No. Yeah. Let's see. The last obstruction was probably yesterday. I had a lot of cheese. And it does that. I like cheese. I like, see, now it took a direct direction. I love Vermont cheese called Seriously Sharp Cheese. It's like crack to me.
Yeah, but you know, coming back here to Oregon, I like is the Tillamook cheese.
No, that's because you're from here.
But I miss it where I can't get it.
I know you do. But, you know, cheese is not yellow, just to let you know.
Like the snow.
It's not yellow. You don't. Cheese is white. It's white. Cheese is supposed to be white.
Have you ever taken the tour of the cheese plant down in Tillamook?
I have.
It's very informative, actually.
Yes, it is.
The steps that it goes through, that it's not an overnight process.
No, it's not. It's age and everything, but it's still not supposed to be yellow.
I better go back another tour.
They dye it yellow.
I didn't know that.
Cheese is white. It's
so,
milk.
That's true. So like white Colby cheese, that's the way it should be. Pepper Jack cheese, that's the way it should be.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
And everything else, I never thought about that.
And
Swiss
America,
cheese.
I mean, the only thing I'm embarrassed about in America, and I'm a true patriot. I got to take a drink on that one. I am a true patriot. But anyway, cheese, I'm embarrassed. You hear the phone? See what happens?
See, that's what's live when we're recording, but that's okay.
There you go.
But American cheese was supposed to be like a leftover from the war.
It's probably Obama.
It's. I was thinking more World War I.
What about the phone?
Well, the phone.
He calls
now,
me.
Now the FCC is getting you.
Well, it's okay. It's okay. The president, he and I, you know. Bear?
Yeah. We're using the new app that Podbean has provided to all its users to record. That's why we're able to do this now and not worry about the editing later.
Sure. Okay. We'll go with that. Thanks for the explanation. Okay. I have no idea what you just said.
I was just for the tech heads. So you're talking about obstruction, all right?
Okay,
so
obstruction. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking not even diarrhea. I was constipated because I like cheese. We were talking obstruction, but being an obstructionist, there are tons of them.
You're like a black Homer Simpson.
Yes, I am. You know who's an obstruction?
Who?
I'm going political with this.
You can. That's what it's
can
for.
Can I do it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Donald Trump.
What do you think of Donald Trump?
I can hang out with him for about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I would probably walk away from him, but he'd be fun for 90 minutes. I wouldn't elect him president. I wouldn't elect him. He wouldn't be my doorman because I know he would take you to the wrong place.
Yeah. I mean, to me, as coming from a comedy aspect, you know there is not going to be a boring moment with him.
Yes. You know, if he's elected, it'll be 4 years of fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know that Jimmy Kimmel and every other comedian is out there, the talk show people. Oh, please, keep him coming. Keep him coming.
No, I just can't wait till he finally sees the entire White House staff.
Oh, my gosh. Or the gardeners.
There you go. Yeah, that's going to be the thrill. Would be that. It would be 4 years of fun. But, better than that, I'm thinking a Trump Palin ticket would be very cool.
That would be one heck of a ride. Things can't get any worse.
Oh, that would be great. Are you kidding me? There would be broken snow machines in the front lawn of the White House.
You remember when Ross Perot was running and how, oh my gosh, that was just nonstop comedy.
Yeah, I know. But it was true. But a president named Ross, come on.
Yeah, my fellow Americans, you see, now I'm here to tell you about my pie chart. Now I'm going to draw you my pie chart with a Viagra crayon. Things like that.
That was really Ross. That was...
Remember, I used to do that in my routine.
I remember that. Is he still alive?
He's still alive, but he is older than you.
He was older than me before, but yeah, yes. Yeah, he was. But wow.
ears that could pick up satellite transmissions from Mars.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Probably not. He probably just gets probably just across the sea.
Just flapping the wind.
Yeah, if that, he's, yeah, he can't tell that between his balls.
So. So see what we got from the word obstruction?
I'm impressed.
So you, but you got to have the dialogue with the right person.
Ah, okay.
Okay. So the next word is boost. B-O-O-S-T. Boost.
Well, can I really be wrong?
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. I'm thinking if I was going to be stereotype, a black guy and boost, which direction?
Oh, my God.
Please don't shoot me, people. Please. That just came out of nowhere. You just got that, didn't you? Yeah.
Yes, but I'm...
You see how I can turn things racist real quick?
My brain is thinking into something where I'm going to go with boost.
There you go. I knew that. But see,
I'm going back to the goats.
You're going back to the goats. That's the difference between being black and in a big city and being white and in the country. One will think theft. One will think goats. I'm just saying.
I'm as Scottish as they come.
Yeah, goats, really?
Well, I grew up on a farm, and we had this little horny billy goat. His name was Spunky.
The one with the horn? Or are you saying horny or sexual
horny? Horny as in...
He liked to hump?
He liked to hump.
Okay.
He was always horny. And he had him in a pen, and we had a treehouse. And I remember that there was a goat that she boosted herself up the ladder, which was made for humans, and got herself up into this treehouse to get away from him. And while he roamed around down below, she looked down at him, and he wasn't able to do anything about it. So that's where boost comes to me. That goat boosted itself up the ladder.
Okay, all right. Well, that's interesting.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, gray panthers, goats, come on.
Gray panthers, goats. I could see that. A horny goat up the tree. Women have done that with me for years. But yeah, you know. But I'm thinking, yeah. Well, boost to me. When I think of boost, I think of being a kid.
What do you got?
And I'm having to sit in the boosters in the day. You didn't have to sit in the boosters?
The phone book sit chair.
That's right. But back in those days, they didn't have, like, booster meant, yeah, phone books, whatever books they had.
Kids who know what a phone book is.
Yeah, they know what it is, yeah. Sometimes it was a ball that was deflated.
It was?
Well, for us.
Oh, lower, okay.
We broke a lot of stuff. So, you know, we had a deflated ball that would sit there, and you'd sit on it, and you'd roll back and forth. Yeah,
because it was the booster seat always in the restaurants.
Yes, but back in my day, no.
Now, that makes me think. You ever heard about the rise of the... I can't remember the name of the restaurant. It's in Branson, Missouri. It's this restaurant that where the table is on an air compressor, the center of it, and it slowly rises and gets higher and higher. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I have not, because I don't spend much time in Branson.
Well, about 10 years ago, my folks went to Branson with a travel group, and those who know about it are in on the secret. And if you get sat at that table, after a period of about 45 minutes, the table slowly starts rising about 12 inches. And so you start out with just a normal table.
Yeah.
And so eventually you're having to reach, you know,
over
your plate is up at your chin level.
And that's what makes old people laugh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to go to Branson.
Well, my mom fell victim to this, and everybody was just laughing at her.
Well, is James Brown on the show? Oh, wait, he's dead.
He's dead.
Okay. Is Gladys Knight doing the show?
No, but funny you mentioned James Brown. There was a guy. I was watching Pawn Stars the other night on rerun.
Porn Stars?
Pawn Stars.
Oh, good. Good clarification.
The guys who bring things in Vegas there?
Same thing to me.
Okay.
Porn, pawn, what the hell?
Somebody brought in a James Brown stage suit that he wore, and they had a picture of him, and they valued it at like $300 or something like that.
It's pretty sweaty.
You can imagine getting that DNA and re-cloning?
No, I could not.
We should clone James Brown.
How disgusting that is. That's sweat.
Well, it depends where it's been.
It's sweat. He's been jumping around. You see what he does? It's sweat. That's disgusting.
Yeah, but I'm talking about cloning James Brown.
It'd be a sweaty clone.
A sweaty clone.
We need that, right?
Send in the clothes.
No. Send in the clothes. Yeah, no, that would be, yeah. Ew, James Brown. Sweaty clone. No.
Just a thought.
No. No.
Not a thought?
No. Leave it alone.
Okay.
Eartha Kitt.
Oh, have you seen her these days?
Sweaty Eartha Kitt.
Didn't she play... She was on Batman, the TV series.
Well, that's good. That's the way you can go that way. She also protested the Vietnam War.
What was the character she did on Batman? I'm trying to remember.
She was the original Catwoman.
Catwoman, yes.
Yes, but again, she also protested the Vietnam War. She told the president to bite her. No, she didn't say bite her. She said, let's get out of the Vietnam War. She was a woman who protested not only that, and she once danced naked. Couple of times, naked.
Where?
In France and in places and stuff.
In a movie?
A big star. No, she's a big star. Don't you know anything about Eartha Kitt?
Other than
sing Santa Baby, everybody knows that stuff. Eartha was the woman.
Other than Catwoman, that's all I know.
Oh, really?
And that was pleasing as it was.
I saw her here at the Portland at the Schnitzer.
Really?
And I yelled and screamed from my seat in the Schnitzer, despite if anybody else was being sophisticated. And I said, I love you.
Really?
And she said, I love you, baby.
That is cool. What year did she perform here?
It was soon before she died, too, actually. This is probably the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was performing up to that point.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, a girl could do it. She was showing stuff. She could jump up and down and move around. Yeah.
She was in that Eddie Murphy movie, too.
I like that.
That's a phone call coming in that we got rid of.
That was Harry Belafonte.
Yes.
Actually, and Eartha Kitt together.
So are you going to go see the new Star Wars?
Oh, yes, I will. That was a good switch. I like that. What a transition. Yeah, the new Star Wars, is Eartha Kitt in it?
No. No, because that tone you just heard was my ringtone, the Cantina Band.
Oh, is that what that was?
That's what the beginning of it was.
That made me think of Harry. I thought that was Harry Belafonte, and it was,
quite a cross. Well, you see, for 10 minutes now, we haven't had a new word yet.
Okay, we need another new word.
Another word?
Another
Let's get a new word. Okay. New word is goodbye.
Really?
It is. It's goodbye.
It's goodbye. Holy crap, look at that.
Shall we?
Wait, this is a podcast. Holy shit, it said goodbye.
The FCC will not find you, Ted.
I can say that. Woohoo!
You can say that with all adornment. Well, why don't we make goodbye our last word?
Okay, sure, I like that. Let's go with that. Okay. Goodbye. I think of music. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Elton John?
Right. Elton John. I knew that.
He had the song Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
I knew that.
Night Ranger.
Yeah.
A hair metal band from the 80s had a song called Goodbye.
Okay.
Very good song, actually.
Okay. I got to come up with something. Goodbye. Hello, Goodbye. Didn't the Beatles do something like that?
Yeah. Hello, hello, Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hello, My Darling. No, I don't know. Okay, anyway, goodbye, tunes. We're going to get away from it. I can't think of music stuff.
Goodbye could be, I mean, I know.
Movies. Movies say goodbye.
Movies say goodbye. It could be good, B-U-I, goodbye, a good purchase.
That's a stretch, but nice
I'm
going.
I'm changing the spelling on you.
I can see that. Okay, yeah, goodbye. What's a goodbye for me?
What's the last good purchase you had? Something you found economical. I'm Scottish. Come on, this is what I do.
You are cheap, aren't you? The best goodbye I ever bought. Oh, I got a free app. The Best Buy is free. I've got an app that's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to be playing stuff. It's going to be, you showed me this app.
You got a day and a half off left to go.
Free. And there's going to be lots of videos. I'm going to do lots of really, really stupid stuff.
Yeah, but you're going to have fun. Like,
oh, I am.
I've given you, like, the keys to the candy store.
You have. And I'm constipated. So there's lots of fun.
Well, see, you can go to Costco and get a good buy on toilet paper that you're not going to use.
There you go. Goodbye. Okay, I see that. But goodbye could also be, how do you say goodbye in another language?
Wow.
I know. Do you know hello and goodbye in Fiji?
No, I don't.
I do.
Tell me.
I will. Bula!
Bula!
Yeah.
I know adios amigos.
Is that goodbye?
That's goodbye.
Adios, amigos.
That's
goodbye, my friend.
That's my Sesame Street education kicking in there.
And in French, it's au revoir.
I did not know. I mean, I knew that, but I didn't know that was French.
That was French, yeah.
We sound like the
Italian ciao.
We sound like the exit ramp at the Love Boat.
We are, which depends on the Love Boat you've seen.
Well, I'm going to our 70s TV show thing there.
Oh, I thought we were back to porn. Love Boat exit, there's something completely different.
You're just having fun with us now that you realize the FCC's not on you.
What can they do to me right
now? They can't.
I can say porn.
You can.
And I said porn just now.
You could say it with capital letters.
I can?
Yes.
Big P porn. I said porn. And I said shit too earlier.
You can.
I just said it again.
You can say Imananji Deska Sugoki Okionara.
What the hell does that mean?
That's Japanese cussing.
Really?
Yes.
What's the word?
Well, actually, okay, Imananji Deska means what time is it?
That's cussing?
I just say it's cussing to get your attention.
Oh, okay. I thought it was cussing. Oh, what time is it?
This is how we got here from goodbye.
Which could piss me off if somebody kept asking me that.
What time is it?
Yeah, especially in Japanese.
Well, I love saying it to Japanese people because, like, oh, you speak Japanese? I'm like, no. And then I'll say to them, Sagoki Okionara, which means big smelly fart. And they're like, oh, no, you don't say that. Don't say that. A bad word.
You do Japanese pretty good. I don't know if it's Japanese. It sort of slipped into Latin.
It was after hanging out with a Japanese exchange student for about an hour in college. That's all I got to learn.
And that's all you need.
And I'm against learning a new language because
I don't know languages.
I can barely handle English.
I don't even speak English. I don't even care. I couldn't say nothing on goodbye.
Well, do you have any last words to say on goodbye? We'll make this our last one.
Okay. Goodbye? I don't know. Like, that wasn't going to come. Like, I wasn't going to say that. That was the easiest improv ever.
That was.
That was like
cheap. And you did it sitting down.
I did.
With alcohol.
With alcohol, actually, I'm impressed. No, but thank you, actually, for letting me sit here, and I have no idea what I did. but this was fun.
This was fun, and we should make you do it again on call-in, or maybe.
Calling? You mean I can call too?
I can call you and make you do this all over while you sit here on your couch, and I'll be down in Las Vegas and make you do this over the phone.
So I don't even have to be dressed. You may put on my clothes, and everything. I could do this like
constipated in the bathroom,
in my diaper,
in your diaper.
Yeah, you got a shot then.
That depends.
Because I might that. You see what happens when you get almost old, and then when you're old.
The same pun gets funnier each time.
What's great is I forgot the joke already.
Well, you know what's good about you?
What?
You can hide your own Easter eggs.
What's an Easter egg? What are we talking about here? We went to Easter.
That's the bonus thing on your DVD.
It's called an Easter egg?
Yeah. Didn't you ever know that?
No, I had no freaking idea.
All that bonus, Easter eggs are all that bonus content that you get on a DVD.
It's called an Easter egg.
An Easter egg.
Why do they call it an Easter egg?
Because it's like something you have to go find. You have to punch in a code, or you have to put a certain key pattern in.
Okay.
And it usually brings up hidden content.
So this is not on FCC?
This is not FCC.
So what the fuck is on their problem? Really? An Easter egg? Really? I had no idea.
Well, look at the way they bugged Seth MacFarlane and Family Guy.
Really? I had no idea. I didn't know this.
So you've learned about apps and Easter eggs today.
Easter eggs, all of which will probably waste good breath I could use at the end of my life. But yeah,
well,
really.
This has been the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and this has been Educating Tedward.
Right. What is this Easter egg thing again?
I'll have to show you.
You're going to have to. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, Ted. This has been Educating Ted.
Easter egg?